You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Happy Friday to one and all. It is a Gym Class here on KGYM, coming your way on a fall-like Friday at 5 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Great to have you aboard. Scott Unash with you. Mark Dukes will join me in a moment. Ben on the other side of the glass here today. And most importantly, you, the listener out there. And we love to interact with you and encourage you to do so at 319-366-1600. That is the text line. Phone line, same number at 319-366-1600 as we come your way here on this Friday. And coming your way on 1600 AM as well as 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, and the KGYM radio stream at kgymradio.com. And your smart speaker and mobile app. Good show coming up for you. We'll have the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 coming up in just a little bit. Dave Alec will join us, and someone out there is going to hitch their wagon up to one of the prognosticators, and they will pick up a $25 gift card if your prognosticator has the magic touch this week in our six games that we will pick coming up in just over a half hour from now. Also, we'll take a look at the college football slate, a little bit of the pro football slate. Big news in the Missouri Valley Conference today. We'll kick that around, and we start things off. Mark, good afternoon. First of all, happy Friday to you.
Yeah, crisp, good Friday afternoon to you, Scott.
We start things off just north and east along Lake Michigan. It is the 43rd Ryder Cup going on, underway today at Whistling Straits, outside of Kohler/Sheboygan, Wisconsin. Out in the middle of nowhere, but a lot of fun and a windy afternoon greeting the golfers that are on the course, the 16 golfers on the course right now. And the Americans took the lead after the morning session, 3-1, and pretty tight in the afternoon as everyone is trying to deal with the wind and the gusty conditions up at Whistling Straits.
No question. Right now in the foursomes matches, better known to us Americans as best ball, the U.S. leads in two matches, the Europeans in one, and the fourth is tied. But all three in which one side has the lead are very, very close, with about nine holes to go or more in all the matches. So we've already seen some very interesting stuff today. Bryson DeChambeau with a 417-yard drive. We saw Jordan Spieth hit a truly incredible chip shot from a severe side hill and then nearly had to fall back into Lake Michigan. Shane Lowry slipping and falling down a hill. He's fine. And probably the line of the day from an unlikely guy, Paul Azinger, when Koepka and Berger won their first match this morning, both alums of Florida State. And Zinger said, "Hey, that's the first win for Florida State this year."
Yeah.
There was some chuckle.
Yeah, I did. That was very good.
We were talking earlier, Scott. You've been to Whistling Straits, and television doesn't do it justice in terms of the kind of walk these players are facing.
No, it does not. We were there for the 2015 PGA won by Jason Day. And there is not an even 2 feet on the entire property. In fact, they warn you. There are numerous signs when you go onto the property at Whistling Straits that they are not liable for any injuries that take place because there's so much long grass. So there are over 1,000 bunkers. They're not really bunkers of what you think of on a regular golf course, say a muni course here in Cedar Rapids or Iowa City or a country club, whatever the case may be. Yes, those are bunkers. There are some of those at Whistling Straits, but there are basically, 1,000 dirt patches, and they are all treated as sand traps. Trust me, Dustin Johnson and others know that now. If you go back to the first PGA or second PGA championship that was held up there, and it is a tough walk, and I can see how Jordan Spieth nearly fell into the lake. Now, if you saw it, it was an amazing shot, one of the most amazing shots I have ever seen. He was on a cliff, basically, hitting straight up 90 degrees in the air, and had to swing so hard that the momentum of his swing took him back. Then he had to whip around. Then he had to kind of make his way serpentine through all of the bunkers and little areas. It's funny now, but if he would have stepped in a hole or something like that, it could have been a pretty nasty injury, really, to Jordan Spieth. And then he had to stop short of Lake Michigan from falling in, but he made a great shot. But then Justin Thomas missed a putt.
He did. Thomas didn't pay it off. Yeah, it's a wonder that Spieth did not turn an ankle or twist a knee on that travel down towards Lake Michigan off that hill. But take a look at the shot. It was truly amazing and didn't, again, pay off for the Americans. Spieth and Thomas actually lost that match. But play continues today into tomorrow. Two more sessions tomorrow. The U.S. needs 14.5 points to reclaim the cup. And then 12 singles matches on Sunday. Should be great theater.
How in the world are the great people of the fine state of Wisconsin not embracing Shane Lowry? I mean, he is one of theirs. If there is anyone on the European team that is one of theirs, it is the Irishman, the former Open champion, who has been known to throw back a pint or two in his day.
Exactly, and he was a Gaelic football player back in Ireland. I've never watched a down of... I assume they have downs in Gaelic football.
No idea.
He's a rough and tumble guy who likes his pints of beer, as you mentioned. And, you know, one thing's missing in my mind here. It's great for America, so many fans on the property, but so many European fans could not travel to the United States because of the pandemic restrictions. And I always enjoyed the banter back and forth, the chants by the Europeans. That's just the one thing that I'm missing right now.
Yeah, and there are a few Euro fans there, but for the most part, it is 95% rooting for the United States. And as you know, this is as close to a party other than the 16th hole at the Waste Management in Scottsdale that golf gets. When they are hitting, they are not supposed to make noise any other time. You can make as much noise as you like, you to a certain extent. Now, you can't be crude and, you know, you can't get personal talking smack with the opposition. That's when things get a little out of hand. And as the day progresses, especially, I think, as we get towards Sunday and the singles matches, there are probably going to be some people that are going to be shown the exits at Whistling Straits, I'm sure. But for the most part, I think it's a pretty level-headed European team. Ian Poulter is probably going to be the one that could be, or Tyrrell Hatton could be the two guys that are going to be looking and having some rabbit ears. Nothing like Colin Montgomery in the day. who seemingly wanted everybody kicked out, didn't want to play a shot, and had to have complete quiet before he did. We don't have any of that right now, but I hope it stays somewhat civil anyway up in Wisconsin.
Well, it's always a raucous atmosphere, whether it's on U.S. or foreign soil. A lot of folks wearing costumes and whatnot, and the first tee has been incredible to watch. In terms of, again, it's 95% USA, but the appreciation of the fans. And if you watched any of the opening ceremonies yesterday or any of the coverage today, the two teams get along very well. They're very sportsmanlike. There hasn't been any contentious moments between the players, and certainly not the captains, Steve Stricker and Patrick Harrington, who have been most gracious to the other side. And, you know, that could change in the next couple of days, but by and large, it's been very civil.
It has been. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to comment on the Ryder Cup and golf going on. Not a lot of Zach shots so far of Zach being an assistant. No, he's not an assistant. What captaincy rank is he, Mark, this week?
I think they call him vice captain.
Vice captain, okay. Not assistant captain. You've got Stricker. Furyk, I think, is next in line. Probably will be the next Ryder Cup captain over when it goes across the pond next year. Now, remember, this is actually the 2020 Ryder Cup being played. Or is it going to be 2 years? I don't know how it's going to be done. The President's Cup coming back next year, are they going to have both the President's and the Ryder Cup? I don't know how it's going to be. But this is actually the 2020 Ryder Cup that is being played in 2021. It's very confusing.
Well, that is correct, because last year's was postponed, of course, and I'm not sure the next scheduled match, but we'll find out.
Yeah, and I think it's going to be Furyk. It's great listening to Phil Mickelson, because Phil is doing everything except swinging a club right now. I mean, he's out there, he's asking, first of all, the officials, can I tell him this? Can I tell him this? Okay, thank you. And he's telling, okay, he's 10 feet away. I think you can go for it right here. Phil is that guy. Phil's going to be a great captain about 10 years down the line, I think, in the Ryder Cup. He's honing his skills right now, and he will be a lot of fun.
He wants to be as involved as possible, and Zach Johnson is out there on the course somewhere. Giving support to one of the teams. By the way, the next Ryder Cup, Scott, is next September. It'll be played in Rome.
Okay. Well, 3191 is telling us Ryder Cup is now odd years and President's Cup is even years. So we have a discrepancy there, Mark. I don't... What does the official PGA schedule say?
Well, the RyderCup.com has that, what I just told you.
Okay, so maybe we're waiting a little bit. All right.
I'm sorry. Wait a minute.
No, we have a correction.
It is. We'll go along with the text line. The next event will be in 2023 in Rome.
All right,
and
very good.
2025 in New York.
Oh, yeah, that'll be fun. 2025 in New York City playing the Ryder Cup. Oh, you can't wait for that one. That's going to be Phil's. I'm telling you right now, Phil Mickelson, 2025, will be the Ryder Cup captain.
That's a good prediction. And you're probably going with Furyk next year?
I think Furyk in 23.
Or 23, yeah.
In Rome. And then, because New York loves Phil. That is Phil's town. And that is just setting up to be Phil Mickelson captaincy all over it. So there you go. I made that. I've made a bold prediction here on Friday, September 24th, 2021, about something coming down the line in 4 years. We'll see how. I hope we're all here to see how it plays out. 319-366-1600 here on a Friday edition of the Gym Class and KGYM. We'll keep you updated on the Ryder Cup and the progress. We'll have the pick six coming up in just a little bit. Want to get to basketball and sports news today. And this broke about lunchtime today, Mark. And there are many reputable sources that are coming out and saying that the Missouri Valley Conference is going to be expanding as far as all sports, with the exception of football, of course. But sounds as though that Belmont is going to be joining the Missouri Valley Conference. And that is a big, big get for the Missouri Valley, for basketball especially, because Belmont is Belmont's got a very good pedigree, and becoming the 11th school in the Missouri Valley, that definitely could make the Valley in some years, I think, a two bid league. And I think that is exactly what the Missouri Valley wanted. Will there be a 12th team down the line? We'll have to wait and see, but there's a lot of shuffling among the mid-major conferences right now, starting this week when Austin Peay said they are leaving the Ohio Valley for the A-Sun And now, of course, Belmont is leaving, according to reports, the Ohio Valley, and they're going to be moving to the Mo Valley. And no timetable on exactly how this is going or when this is going to take place. But we shall see. Belmont also with a very good women's basketball team. Belmont located in Nashville, Tennessee, by the way. And like I said, a very, very good pedigree. And there are reports out there that the Missouri Valley is also looking at Texas Arlington as a possible 12th school. Is there anything Missouri River associated with Texas Arlington at this point, Mark?
Mm-hmm.
Except that it's in Dallas.
Well, as far as Belmont goes, I think it'd be certainly a step up in class from the Ohio Valley for Belmont. But this is a program that was won 20 or more games going all the way back every year since 2011. It has dominated the Ohio Valley. But as you mentioned, Austin Peay leaving. I think Jacksonville State is leaving that league as well. So Belmont is seeing this, I think, as an opportunity to go ahead and get out and join another league. Being in Tennessee, it's reasonable driving distance to, from a lot of the schools in the Missouri Valley Conference. But it's a good program.
And, of course, they have one of our own on their basketball team right now. Evan Bronz, the sophomore-to-be out of Iowa City West, the big man. At 6'10", Fort Belmont had a very good freshman year for the Bruins. And hopefully they'll get in the Mo Valley before he leaves Belmont and has a chance to come here and play a couple times at Drake and at Northern Iowa. So with Drake's emergence, with you and I doing what they have been doing with Loyola and some of the other schools, Illinois State, Southern Illinois, have had good teams over the past handful of years anyway. And so you got to think the resume of the Missouri Valley certainly has picked up.
Yeah, the resume, when Wichita State left, that hurt the Missouri Valley Conference. But the emergence of Loyola, the consistency of UNI, and now I think adding Belmont. I mean, this is a league that was ranked 9th or 10th in the country in terms of how successful it was last year. And it's been a very good league and may enhance the chances of getting multiple bids in the future. Again, this is these are reports, nothing official, but it appears the move for Belmont to the Missouri Valley is going to happen.
Yeah. 6429 on the text line telling us, if I am not mistaken, Belmont, that is, was interested after Wichita State left, but Belmont didn't want to leave the OVC so soon after joining. That could be the case. 6936 saying that they should pick up, that being the Missouri Valley, Murray State, the Racers, as the 12th school. I think they're probably in the conversation. That'd be a good pickup as far as basketball is concerned. Murray State with a very good pedigree. Steve Prohm, of course, part of that pedigree right there.
Yeah, and you're getting some pushback on your Ryder Cup captain in 2025, Scott, from 6912, believes it will be Tiger Woods getting the nod in 2025 since he won at Bethpage Black.
Well, it's possible. Who knows what Tiger wants to do? To be honest, wasn't Tiger the President's Cup captain last year, playing captain? I know he was at least an assistant captain. I'd have to look back and see down in Australia when the Americans won. It's a possibility. It's a possibility. I think it's Phil though. I'm gonna stick with my 4-year prediction that it's going to be Phil.
All right, I'm going to file this away right now.
Okay. All right, 3191 asking, do we think Zach will ever be a Ryder Cup captain, 2027 or 2029? We both kind of went out on the proverbial limb, Mark, and said I think Zach is probably headed for a President's Cup captaincy. I think that is at least a certainty. Ryder Cup captain, I think, is an outside shot, certainly not out of the realm of possibility, But I think Zach at least is a President's Cup captain.
I'd agree with that. I mean, we've already talked about Furyk and Mickelson and Woods maybe being ahead of Zach in the line of captaincies. That's pure speculation on our part. I think Zach would be a wonderful captain. He's got plenty of experience in both the Ryder Cup and President's Cup, but I can see a President's Cup captaincy before the Ryder Cup. He'll get one or the other soon.
Yeah, I don't think there's any doubt he's going to get one or the other. I just think it's a matter of when that is going to happen. He's around there at Whistling Straits along with Phil and Furyk and others helping out this weekend. So should be very entertaining. And have Tyrrell Hatton and Bryson DeChambeau thrown five irons at each other yet? I just want an update.
No, it's been civil.
Okay. They still have plenty of holes to have something happen, though.
Plenty of days, too.
And two more days. I hope they go against each other. No, we have not had Brooks and Bryson yet. And I don't believe they've had the unveiling of tomorrow morning's pairings yet. Is that correct, Mark?
That'll come after today's play.
Okay. Or toward the end of today's play anyway. And there were rumors earlier in the week. I don't think that is going to be the case, but we'll have to wait and see on it. 319-366-1600 here at 327. We owe you an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update. It's brought to you by the great folks at Emil's Hideaway. They're on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right behind the Taco John's, next to the Home Depot, and across the street from Lindale Mall. Cardinals, are they winning again?
The Cardinals are on the verge of their 13th straight victory, Scott. I'm not sure they're going to lose again. They're leading 8-2 over the Chicago Cubs at Wrigley Field, bottom of the sixth inning. Reyes just hit a two-run homer for Chicago. But the Cardinals continue clipping along and heading for a wild card spot in the National League. That's the first of two today, actually, at Wrigley Field. Other games in progress right now, as I refresh. San Diego leading Atlanta 5-4 in the fifth inning. And that's about it for afternoon baseball. Nice honor for our friend Brian Hoscott. I don't know if you saw this. Our friend from Caddy Smack Pro at Blue Top Ridge in Riverside. The Iowa PGA section named him today Professional Development Award winner. It's the second time Brian has won that award. He's won Merchandiser of the Year six times. So very nice award for Brian. Cedar Rapids Colonels and Quad City River Bandits go at it in Game 3 of the High A Central League Championship Series tonight on the banks of the Mississippi. 6:35, first pitch. And finally, College Basketball Player of the Year Luca Garza out of the University of Iowa had signed a two-way contract with the Detroit Pistons. Today, he was given a full deal, a two-year deal with the Pistons. Minimum salary in the NBA going into next year, $925,000. So, Luka's going to make that roster.
And make a little scratch. By the way, Hackle, Mark. Hackle. Big game three tonight.
Jeff Johnson coined that, and I like it, but some people kind of ruffles their feathers.
Why?
I don't know. They don't think it's funny or what?
Well, it's not supposed to be funny. It's an acronym.
Or what?
It's not supposed to be funny. It's just what it is. It's Hackle. It's the Hackle series out there.
Hackle.
319-366. 1600. As we're going to take a break, we'll come back and we're going to talk about some of the top football games of the weekend. We've got the pick six coming your way in just a little bit as well. So stay with us. More to come after this. You're listening to The Gym Class presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com. Back with more after this.
It's almost weird how much you have in common and how hard you make each other laugh. After a lifetime of peopling, this one came along, and that's it. Game over. Now you just have to find the ring and figure out how to ask. The Dickens family can help. Hertin and Stocker Jewelers has been helping proposers choose engagement rings for 70 years. There isn't a thing about diamonds, settings, styles, or metals they can't tell you. And if you think after thousands of happy couples they're so over it, you would be so wrong. At Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, your engagement is as exciting to them as it is to you. Well, okay, almost. It's a great day at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers when they know they've helped someone find the perfect sparkler. And with 7 decades of experience, they've got a heck of a track record with getting a yes. So, if proposing is on your mind, see what's sparkling in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then, step inside and talk to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
Would you rather pay for software just once or every month forever? Then make sure your business is ready for the next Microsoft licensing change, or you could be switched to a monthly charge and there'll be no going back. Network Computer Solutions can get you upgraded on time so you can beat those monthly fees. But contact them right away to get on their schedule. Go to ncsei.com. Friendly local Network Computer Solutions.
In our business, we're very capital intensive. So when we grow, we absolutely have to have access to more capital because we're putting whiskey away. You need equipment and you need inventory.
We're talking with Jeff Quint of Cedar Ridge Distillery about Midwest One Bank.
I would definitely consider Midwest One our business partner. They trust me. Midwest One was probably the first bank that took the time to dig a little deeper into what we were trying to accomplish. I certainly can't imagine working with anybody else.
Midwest One. Simply Better Banking. Member FDIC.
When you create some of the world's best windows and doors, you won't let just anyone sell them. You want window and door experts. That's why WeatherShield windows are only sold at local trusted independent dealers, not at big box stores. WeatherShield never compromises on quality, offering unparalleled value, energy efficiency, and expert craftsmanship. Alexander Lumber is proud to be a WeatherShield dealer. Visit them at Alexander Lumber, 4340 420th Street, or Answers by Alexander, 1534 South Gilbert Street, both in Iowa City.
Join the Todd Rollkamp Show with Alex Kuhn live at Big Grove Brewery in Iowa City Monday. We'll talk with Travis from Wild Rose Casino and Hotel about sports betting in Iowa.
Back with you at 3:32 here in the gym class on KGYM. Speaking of Todd and Alex, don't forget to tune in today beginning at 4 o'clock. And also we invite you to tune in during the 5 o'clock hour. It is KGYM's Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire. They have 3 locations, Iowa City, North Liberty, and Grinnell. 319-366-1600. That is the text line available to you. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, Ben on the other side of the glass. We'll be joined by Dave Alec coming up here in just a little bit with the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 coming up in about 9 minutes or so. Good slate, pretty good slate anyway of college football games and some very good pro games as well coming up on the docket this weekend, starting with college football. Non-conference affair at Soldier Field in Chicago. It is Notre Dame taking on the Wisconsin Badgers. The Jack Cohn Bowl, Mark, as the former Badger quarterback going up against his former teammates, now wearing the colors of Notre Dame. And we'll see how this all plays out. But big game, obviously, for both of these teams, and a fun game tomorrow, the big noon game on Fox.
I think so as well, and we'll be picking that game on the Emil's Hideaway Pick 6 coming up here. I really wasn't sure what to make of this game. Wisconsin has had a week off after defeating Eastern Michigan and opening up with that loss against Penn State, a game in which it probably could have or should have won. And then you got Notre Dame, you know, just beating Florida State at in Florida, or that was maybe that was a neutral site, I can't recall, but beating Florida State in overtime. But now all of a sudden that doesn't look too impressive. And then, you know, squeaking by Toledo, which got beat by Colorado State, Iowa's opponent, tomorrow, and did have a comfortable victory against Purdue. I'm just not sure what to make of this Notre Dame team.
I think we're going to find out a lot more about Notre Dame coming up tomorrow. It is the, the third Saturday of September, which means only one thing in the South. Actually, it's the fourth Saturday. I beg your pardon, the fourth Saturday. And that means Tennessee and Florida will play. This time down in the swamp tomorrow night. That will be on ESPN. That's a good one. I think we got a sneaky good one tomorrow night on 107.5 and 106.3 FM at 6 o'clock for the pregame, 6:35 with the kickoff. It's the ABC National game. Oklahoma hosting West Virginia. Are we going to see West Virginia that lost to Maryland, or are we going to see the West Virginia team that has been playing pretty well as of late? And what Oklahoma team are we going to see? The one that barely squeaked by both Tulane and Nebraska? Or the one with the game in between where they threw 60 on the board? Which Oklahoma team shows up on Saturday night?
Yeah, great questions. And I think these are two teams among several that still trying to find themselves and finding their identities, so to speak. I think it's a big spread in that game, and that's another one we'll pick on the Emo's Hideaway pick six. But I frankly think Iowa State Baylor is going to be one of the top games of the day as well.
I'm with you, and we'll have that tomorrow for you on 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. That begins at 12:30 with the pregame, 2:35 kickoff down at McLean Stadium in Waco, Texas. Big 12 opener for both of those, for Iowa State. Baylor has Kansas win under their belt from last week. And then we have Before the Boom on 107.5, the Jim OT, and 106.3 FM coming your way tomorrow. And that will be at 12:30 as well. We turn our attention to the National Football League. And you've got Justin Fields' first start, highly publicized. That will be in Cleveland as the Bears take on the Cleveland Browns in a battle of one-and-one teams going at it. Some of the other top games coming up on Sunday. I am petrified as my Chiefs somehow are a 7-point home favorite against the LA Chargers and Justin Herbert and a very good Charger team. That could be 2-0 very, very easily right now. That's a big swing game early on in the AFC West, especially when Denver playing the fourth-place schedule that they're playing right now. I think that's going to be a very, very interesting game coming up. Rams and the Buccaneers play late on Sunday. And then Sunday night, it's the Packers going to San Francisco to take on the 2-0 49ers. And I think we're going to find out a lot more about those two teams on Sunday Night Football.
I think so, too. And then Monday night, Philadelphia and Dallas in the East Division matchup. I think that's going to be really good. Very interested, obviously, to see what Justin Fields can do against the Cleveland Browns in Cleveland, his first career start. I'm with you. If I'm a Chiefs fan, I'm a little wary of the Chargers coming in as a touchdown underdog.
And I don't care one bit about underdog, what have you. I just want to win. And I want the defense to maybe make two stops in the game.
Yeah, and I'm going to be looking at Seattle playing at Minnesota as well. The Vikings have lost close games, very much in need of a victory. And Seattle's only 1-2, having lost to Vegas and Denver before. They're 1-1. I'm sorry.
1-1, yeah.
Beating Indianapolis and losing to Tennessee. But I don't know. Minnesota could drop out of the North contention very quickly.
Could. Vikings could very well be 2-0, though.
Yes.
Instead of 0-2. They're that closer. It's, as you talked about, it's a Survivor League each and every week. Also, we got high school football, of course. Week 5 coming up tonight to take a jacket. And also may need a little bit of an umbrella early on. Could be a chance of rain, but going to be some good weather around as far as the temperatures are concerned. CRM Live Sports, we will be at Saints Field for the district opener in 4A. It'll be Xavier hosting Cedar Rapids, Washington, and we'll be on the air. CRM Live Sports on Twitter, Facebook, and as well as YouTube. Just go ahead and type that in. 7:15 coming up tonight, John Haggerty and I with the call. Before we get to a break, let's update you on the Ryder Cup, the afternoon four ball going on right now. Americans leading in two of the matches. Dustin Johnson, Xander Schauffele with a two-up lead through 10 on Paul Casey and Bernd Wiesberger. Tony Finau and Harris English are two up through nine on Rory McIlroy and Shane Lowry. What is wrong with Rory? I mean, he is hitting it all over Wisconsin today. As much talent as that gentleman has, there's something dreadfully wrong. He has not been putting good, but something is wrong with Rory. Bryson and Scotty Scheffler are tied with John Rahm and Tyrrell Hatton through nine. And right now, Tommy Fleetwood and Victor Hovland are two up on Justin Thomas and Patrick Cantlay. And again, that is through seven. So that is the latest.
That last one surprising me a little bit, but many things could change as we enter the back nine on all four of these matches. They're all close.
They are all close indeed. All right. We're going to bring Dave in. We're going to have the Emil's Hideaway pick six for you and a chance to win a $25 gift card from Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast going to one of our listeners. We'll get the panel together and pick some games for you coming up right after this.
At Cedar Ridge Whiskey, we're turning flyover country into bourbon country with our award-winning Iowa Straight Bourbon Whiskey made with locally grown Iowa corn. Try Cedar Ridge and see how a great bourbon has emerged from the source of its most essential ingredient. Then, pick a place for it on your bar. Where the corn grows, the whiskey flows. No wonder it's Iowa's number one selling bourbon. Cedar Ridge, Iowa Straight Bourbon Whiskey. Sorry, Kentucky. Explore more at CedarRidgeWhiskey.com.
How real do I keep it?
So real.
How real do I keep it?
So real.
So real that Caesars will give you some authentic NFL gear when you bet $100 in September. So download the app and get live in-game betting, parlays, Caesars rewards, and some authentic NFL gear. I'm an official sponsor of the NFL, people!
Must be 21. Offer valid in Iowa only and for new and existing users who opt into this offer. Jersey awarded as a gift card. Options may vary. Terms and conditions apply. See Caesars.com/promos. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-BETS-OFF.
Let's get one thing straight. There's no one dedicated to getting it done like Cross Country Mortgage. They've got the best closers in the game, full stop. Who else do you know that can close a home in 21 days or less? With the team chemistry the Cross Country Mortgage loan officers have, a home-owning win couldn't be more certain. We're talking every type of loan, reno, refi, jumbo, and more. Visit ccm.com to close your mortgage. Cross Country Mortgage, dedicated to getting it done.
Cross Country Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 3029, www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org, Equal Housing Opportunity.
And now a game of Commercial Chicken, brought to you by Progressive, where we see how long Flo can go without talking about insurance. Ready? Go.
So, traffic has been crazy lately, right? And rush hour? Forget it. Nobody wants to let you merge onto the highway. But hey, somebody let you merge or you wouldn't be there, so drivers who switch to Progressive could save big.
Okay, you win. We can't help but save customers money. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Back with you at 3:43 here in the gym class on KGYM. Dustin Johnson is playing his best golf of the year right now, Mark. And he's not hitting 417-yard drives. Did you just go back and if you see the highlight, everybody, even if you're not a golfer, and see what Dustin or Bryson DeChambeau did on the par 5 downwind, but he did hit about a 420-yard drive over a huge pond and put himself in great position. That's not the way Pete Dye intended for that hole to be played.
No, that was a crazy shot, and you're quite right about DJ. That's a good time for it.
Michael Jordan, by the way, with a pretty good seat in the crowd along the ropes up there at Kohler at Whistling
Straits. And Steph
Strings.
Curry.
Steph Curry, yes. Figured that the stars are coming out at the Ryder Cup. Our stars are assembled. Well, Dave's here. Dave's the star because he is undefeated. As it is time for the Emil's Hideaway Pick Six, brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, right behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot, and across from the Lindale Mall. And a chance for one of our listeners to hitch their wagon up to one of the prognosticators. If your picker has the best weekend, you get a $25 gift card from all our good friends over at Emil's Hideaway. Dave, the pressure is mounting. You're undefeated. You're going for four in a row this week.
I'm well aware, and I know Secretariat is behind me.
Well said. All right, Mark, we will hand it over.
Season standings, Dave's 11-7. I am 8-10. Scott, you're 6-12. Callers adjust accordingly. And before we get to the picks, Dave, how did you factor in an Iowa safety to get that Iowa cover last week?
Very carefully.
Because that was the difference in that outcome. But nevertheless, Dave, 4-2 last week, and made Bob from Parnell a winner of a gift card. We're going to make someone else a winner here very shortly, Dave, since you were the winner. Game one is at Soldier Field on Saturday. Notre Dame getting 5.5 points against Wisconsin. Go.
Notre Dame's quarterback, Jack Cohn, is a Wisconsin transfer. And he left the Badgers because Graham Mertz, a five-star recruit, was considered to be Wisconsin's future at that position. I'm certain that Jack has had this game circled for a long time. Cohn is consistent and has been the better quarterback this season. Mertz has been erratic and been a bit of a mystery. The Badgers' offense has left explosive plays. Wisconsin has only 3 plays of 20 yards or more. That ranks last in the Big Ten. The Badgers' defense will keep them in the game, but unless they force multiple turnovers, I don't see their offense scoring enough points to win this game. Wisconsin is 0-4 against the spread their last 4 games against ranked teams. Give me the Irish to win this game and cover the spread.
Me or you, Mark?
You, Scott.
It is I. I have changed my mind 3 times in this game, and I'm going to agree with Dave. I think that Notre Dame is just the better team. I think Wisconsin knows their former quarterback, but the trademark himself, Graham Mertz, as Dave said, has been very erratic in his career, and I like Notre Dame playing in their home away from home in Chicago.
I'm going to make it a clean sweep on Notre Dame, although I'm not extremely confident about it. I think, as you said, Scott, Wisconsin probably knows Jack Cohn. The defensive players on this Wisconsin team can create some turnovers. And, you know, if it creates a couple pick sixes, it could be go the other way, but I will take Notre Dame in the points. Second game, Scott, you're up. Illinois traveling to Purdue and getting 11.5 points.
Well, Illinois looked good. I mean, well, looked better than Nebraska in their opening game, and since then, not so much, although they kept it close against Maryland. And I think Illinois is Purdue, we don't know. They're incomplete. That's what you and I talked about on our segment of Before the Boom coming up tomorrow. We don't know about Purdue. I don't know about Purdue. I think we're going to find out a little bit more tomorrow. They may win this game, but I think Illinois is going to keep it within 11.5. So I'll take the Illini.
Okay, I've gone back and forth on this game, but I am going to pick Purdue. I just don't have any confidence in Illinois at this point. Purdue did lose by 2 touchdowns to Notre Dame. But I think that this is a rebound game at home for the Boilermakers, and I will take them and give the 11.5. Dave.
Purdue was unhappy with their loss at Notre Dame. Illinois is rebuilding and facing numerous problems. The Illini will compete, but they are 16-37-1 against the spread their last 54 games on the road. Following a loss, I'll take Purdue to win and cover.
Okay, game 3. It is Nebraska at Michigan State. Nebraska getting 5.5 points. That's not enough for me. I believe in Mel Tucker's team, and I think it will comfortably cover this. Even though Nebraska played very well against Oklahoma, I think it left a lot on the field there, and I will go ahead and take Michigan State. Dave.
Michigan State has been a pleasant surprise so far this season with their 3-0 record and jumping into the top 25. Nebraska came up short last week at Oklahoma, but Adrian Martinez played well, completing 76% of his passes. He has rushed for more than 100 yards in two of their games, but the Spartans have allowed only 2.17 yards per rush. Give me Michigan State to win the game, but Nebraska to cover the 5.5.
All right. Well, does Michigan State face a letdown? That is the big $64,000 question going into this one. Perhaps, but I think Nebraska is going to have a bit of a letdown as well, coming off of throwing everything they had at OU last week in Norman. I'm with Mark. I like Michigan State. Give me Sparty to cover it.
Yeah, it looks like Dave gamed another game.
Probably. But,
Dave, you're back at it. We've got West Virginia Saturday night at Oklahoma. I think it's Saturday night.
Yes, it is.
At Oklahoma. West Virginia getting 16.5 points, Dave.
Well, Oklahoma is one of the top football teams in the country. Their quarterback, Spencer Rattler, will be a first-round pick in the next NFL draft. He has completed more than 70% of his passes in each of their three games. West Virginia doesn't have the offense to keep up with the Sooners. The Mountaineers have a transfer quarterback from Bowling Green, and he has thrown three picks in his three games. West Virginia will find it difficult to run the ball, as the Sooners are giving up only 83 yards rushing per game. Oklahoma hasn't played their best football yet. Maybe Saturday. Give me the Sooners to win and cover.
I'm with you. I'm buying into the Oklahoma defense a little bit more, and I'm not sure West Virginia has enough firepower. If Oklahoma gets to 28, I think they sail. And I'm going to throw the 16.5 and ride with Boomer Sooner.
Yeah, I'm going to make it a sweep as well. We talked earlier, we don't know which team we're going to get on either side, but I trust Oklahoma in this game more than I do West Virginia. Game 5, it's the Iowa State Cyclones off a big victory at UNLV, giving up 6.5 points in a game at Baylor, Scott.
What game did I say all year that scares me with Iowa State on their schedule?
Yeah.
Is this one down in Waco. And Baylor and Iowa State have played close games. And Iowa State may win this thing, but you're giving me 7 points and Baylor on their home field. I'm going to take the Bears and 6.5.
I think Iowa State's offense got a lot of confidence last week at UNLV, and it should have, because that's a bad football team. Iowa State's defense, we talk a lot about Iowa's defense. Iowa State's defense is right there among the best in the country. And I will ride that defense and give up 6.5 points, and I'll take Iowa State.
Dave. Baylor is undefeated. Part of the reason they have played Texas State, Texas Southern, and Kansas. The difference in this game may be Brock Purdy. When he's right, he can be the engine that drives the train. And with a little help from Bryce Hall and a good defense, they can win this game. I like the Cyclones here to win and cover.
All right.
Last game and the tiebreaker, it's on my shoulders. It is Colorado State visiting Iowa City tomorrow, getting 23.5 points. And the tiebreaker is total rushing yards for Breece Hall against the Baylor Bears. I think this is no match. I am interested to watch this Colorado State tight end, but I think Iowa is going to win this one comfortably. So give me the Hawks, and I will take Breece Hall to rush for 118 yards against Baylor. Dave.
Colorado State surprised the football world with their win over Toledo last week. They had shown little in their losses to South Dakota State and Vanderbilt. I don't see them coming to Iowa City and winning, but that's a lot of points in what I think will be a low-scoring game. Give me the Hawks to win the game, but Rams to cover those 23.5 points.
Any safeties for Iowa, Dave?
I don't see that this week. No.
Okay.
It's a too high a percentage. And 85 yards rushing.
85 for Breece Hall. Okay.
All right.
Yep.
Colorado State won last week, but it was all due to the officiating. We all know that. And I think Iowa's going to roll. Iowa's going to win by whatever score Iowa wants to win by this week. And I think it's going to be something like 31-7. So I'm going to take Iowa to cover, and I will go with 94 yards for Breece Hall.
Okay, looks like Dave gained another game on us. But we shall see. They got to play him tomorrow, right?
Indeed.
So, Dave, I hope you have a wonderful weekend, and we'll talk next week, okay?
Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Dave.
You bet.
319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. Give us a call right now. Ben will take your name, phone number, your hometown, and hitch your wagon up to one of the prognosticators. And if your picker has the best week, you will pick up a $25 gift card from the good folks at Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids. How are you feeling on first blush on your picks, Mark?
I don't feel bad, but I look at a couple of them. The Nebraska-Michigan State game, Dave only wanted to pick Nebraska. And that Colorado State game, he took Colorado State in the points. So he's either going down this week or widening his lead.
Indeed. Indeed. All right. 319-366-1600. Ben is getting the callers lined up and ready to go right now. Coming up Monday, we will review the weekend from the world of sports. We have already people lined up for the show next week. Looking forward to that. Iowa and Maryland next week. Iowa State and Kansas next week. UNI is off tomorrow as they get ready for Youngstown State in a couple of weeks. Again tonight, John and I will be at Xavier. It'll be Xavier in Washington on CRM Live Sports at about 7:15 this evening. And enjoy the Ryder Cup. Enjoy the football, Mark. And we will talk when we reconvene on Monday at 3.
Certainly will. And we will talk to you then.
Stay tuned. The Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn is coming your way next right here on KGYM. For Mark and for Ben, Scott Unash, thanking you for listening. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll talk again on Monday with the Gym Class, presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union on KGYM.
Want to look like $1 million but only spend a handful of bucks? Upgrade to Dollar Shave Club with the Ultimate Shave Starter Set for only $5. Get a 6-blade razor, prep scrub, shave butter, and post-shave do for a noticeably smooth shave. Plus free shipping. Razors can be expensive, so don't spend all that money for a mediocre shave. Dollar Shave Club, it's what dreams are shaved of. After the starter set, razors ship at a regular price. Go to dollarshaveclub.com/gojo. That's dollarshaveclub.com/gojo. Welcome to the club.
Let's just take that out of your mouth.
At Ping's Pre-K, the growing enrollment is no play date. The toilet is not a closet. She needs more teachers certified in early childhood development.
Is it nap time yet? Lunch?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Since being the first to make wiper blades over a century ago, Trico has protected drivers in any weather. We're always looking ahead, studying your specific driving conditions so you'll be ready for anything. Like, if it actually rains cats and dogs, you can handle every soggy Siamese and drenched Doberman. Your Trico wipers maintain maximum windshield contact for safe, clear driving visibility, whatever the weather. Trico, the future of wipers since 1917. Visit TricoCatsAndDogs.com.
How great is it when you get to choose your favorite movie to watch? Well, ZipRecruiter's Invite to Apply lets you pick your favorites from the best candidates. ZipRecruiter sends you qualified candidates, and you can easily invite your top choices to apply for your job. Lauren Webb, SVP of Talent Acquisition for Mindula Health, raves about ZipRecruiter's Invite to Apply. She says, quote, "I love that feature because we have a much higher follow-through rate if I invite candidates." Go to ZipRecruiter.com/GREENY to...
KGYM, Cedar Rapids, 1600 AM and 102.3 FM. This is KGYM Sports Radio, The Gym.